Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Gabrielle Union strived for the perfection her father always demanded, but as a dark-skinned Black girl, she never felt like she was enough. In our new series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she learned to embrace the things that scared her and let go of her need to be perfect.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about. On ye old bravs. Hi, everybody. I'm Ronnie. I'm with the gorgeous Ben Mandelker today. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you today?
I'm here still in my childhood bedroom, so if my audio is a little quieter than usual, that's why. Just different audio setup. Sorry about that, everyone.
Well, I don't know. You still look pretty, and that's really all that counts. All that really counts is what's on the outside, especially when you're listening to a show.
You know, that's so true. You know, you've got a face for radio, as they say.
No. Everybody, welcome to the show today. It's Below Deck Sailing Yacht Day. We are having a very fun week because tomorrow, we're going to New York City, okay? We're going to be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey at the Town Hall on Thursday night. And then in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, we will be at the Lincoln Theater recapping Vanderpump Rules. So after that, June is it. So we're really doing an onslaught in June. We're going to be in San Diego, St. Paul, Chicago, Columbus, Boston, and Foxwoods Casino for our big finale party event.
Yes.
So come to those.
I'm gonna get wasted.
Oh, hell yes. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com and get your tickets for all of that good stuff. Also, we're just having a general onslaught of recaps over here. This week, we've got Real Housewives of Atlanta, Winter House Martha's Vineyard, the new Winter House, the new Summer House, regular Summer House, original flavored, Below Deck Sailing Yacht, Vanderpump Rules, Real Housewives of New Jersey, a new show called Dancing Queens that we're also going to be doing. It is fucking nonstop. So you better get your butts over there and listen to all of these, okay? Because we're pumping them out. Now, next week, we're going to be over that because
we're done.
We can't do 9 million. Like, this is ridiculous. So next week, we are going to move Below Deck Sailing and Dancing Queens over into the bonus episodes. We're just going to kind of catch up on them. We're going to still be watching everything, but depending on what gets bigger, what you guys are listening to most, basically, is how we're going to choose what to move over to bonus.
So, all the numbers.
Yeah, it's important to be a bonus member too, because that's how you really get everything. Plus, we have videos out for those if you like to watch us instead. We've got a couple a week. This week, we did Summer House and
Atlanta,
which were both really fun recaps. Those are videos of the week. And so that's pretty much all of that. Today is Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Yeah. Big gashy episode. Head wound forward.
Head wound episode. And you know it's because it's someone's fucking kid.
Someone's kid.
I knew that triggered you, Ben, because
you know, it didn't actually, because this kid seemed like a nice kid. He was like a nice kid, and he has like a boorish father, and I was like, it's a miracle that this kid is so nice. Like, the way he was just so appreciative of getting his cookies and cream milkshake, I was like, this is a good kid. This is a good kid. Don't be mean to this kid. He's a good kid. So
he is a good kid. You know, do you think protein powder makes people evil? Because that dad is just such a lump of shit. Like,
I will say, actually, that dad, I wanted to, like, hate the dad. I didn't actually hate the dad as much as I thought. I didn't like the dad, but I didn't hate him as much as I thought I would, I will say. Well, I think it's because he sort of looks like a cartoon hippo, you know? And I could sort of see an adorable side. Because
you look like a cartoon hippo. I just see protein farts and a lot of complaints at grocery stores. Like, well, we don't got any checkers? But there's no one to check? There's no one to do grocery check? What is this, self-checkout here, huh? What is this, 2023? What the hell?
I feel like I see a lot of complaints about woke culture from him.
Yes.
Oh, everybody's so woke now. I'm like, so when I think about that, the cartoon, that really negates, and then some, the cartoon hippo, so I start to hate him. So congratulations.
I feel like he says you push the needle. Like, I feel like he says things like, go woke, go broke, a lot. And that bothers me. I can't see him saying that. So, who cares what happened last time? Let me explain what happens on Below Deck Sailing specifically. They're on the seas on a bicycle. Anyone could die at any moment. It's a very dangerous show with apparently no unions and nobody is overseeing anything. I can't believe no one's died on this show yet. Bad safety. Another thing happens is they only hire slores. Everyone who comes on here only thinks about fucking constantly, which, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Except the jobs I've been at, I haven't wanted to fuck everybody at my job. That sounds cool. Like, could you imagine just walking to the Applebee's? Like, who am I fucking today? So
some people are like that for sure. But it's weird, like the degree of consistency with that happening on this show.
It's a slutty, dangerous show. That's what this show is. So that's what you missed, everybody.
It's diagonal sluts. Sluts on a diagonal.
And I mean men and women sluts, okay? There's no sexism there. It's all gender sluttery, as it should be.
And if there was a non-binary person, they would also be a slut. Just everyone, slut.
Yes. So we're back. That's what happened last week. Sluttery, diagonalism, and fall apart.
Justin Guarini left. By the way,
yeah, Justin Guarini left about second, which was amazing. Okay, so you did too, right? Wasn't that the second group?
He was number two is a big number for him. You know, he is currently starring in the Britney Spears musical, the Did It Again, and I was like, wow, even in the musical, it's Did It Again implies. Second time.
Second try. So here we are in the Iggy Marina, and Gary and Mads are in the hot tub still making out, and she's like riding him, making out, and they're just like getting really hot and heavy. Don't ever want to be in that hot tub. Don't trust that hot tub. No. And Alex is just wasted, wandering around the boat, falling down drunk. And then he goes in the galley, and he doesn't really make food. He just takes someone else's food out of the fridge and just starts eating it right out of the container.
Yeah, yeah. It's a classic trope on Below Deck Sailing. You know, the diagonal and the sluttiness is like a big one. But the binging in the galley is something that can't be overlooked. I mean, last year we had a high water mark with Ashley, who stuffed her entire face with spaghetti.
No one but is going to ever beat the Ashley binge. I mean, Ashley's binges were the best.
It's her best quality. So yeah, he's binging down there. And then Gary and Mads are still making out. And then she like pushes him underwater. He's like, I can't breathe underwater. Colin is just meandering around, just trying to get gossip. So he just sees Alex binging food in the galley. And he's like, who's upstairs if you're down here? And Alex is
who
like,
you making out with down here? Who is it? You making out with that pastor down here? Good for you two. Planning on making a relationship out of that.
Reminds me of the first time I made pasta for my girlfriend. Oh, I was
it's fucking good, man. Everyone is still upstairs. He's like,
no one wants to hear about me.
As usual, no one wants to hear the end of my sentences. All right, who's up there then? And Alex is like, fucking Farquaad is still up there. That's the guy from Shrek. Did you remember that?
Yes, I did get the reference. Thank you, though. Thank you for checking in on me.
I didn't, though. That's why I was asking, because I was like, wait, who is that? I had to look him up, and I died laughing when I
saw who it was. There was someone else in pop culture who was called that, so I thought it was refreshing my mind that someone used that as a taunt recently.
That's just funny.
So Colin's like, oh, is he cutting your lunch? And Alex is like, huh? He's like, He's cutting your lunch.
He's cutting your lunch.
It's like leaving a girl that you like in a hot tub with Gary. I mean, it's like waving a banana in front of a monkey and expecting him not to eat it. I mean, come on, man. Rookie error.
So then Gary and Mads just go to bed because Gary almost drowned. And Alex just stumbles off wasted. So then my favorite runner in this is Lucy just being an absolute moron. So Lucy wakes up in bed and she's tries to look down to see who's in the bottom bunk, but she's still got her check cashing place clear protector wall so she can't fall out of bed. And she just knocks her face right into it.
Oh god, that one looked hurt. Like that one looked like it hurt because it hit like right below her lower lip. So you know that like it hit her teeth and everything. She was like rubbing her mouth, like oh. So it's the yeah. So it's the morning, and then Colin goes up to Garrett and he's like, "So, did anyone hook up with anyone last night?" And Garrett's like, "I don't know. I don't think so. Blah 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 blah." And but he's like. Basically not saying it because I think because Chase is there and because he needs to check in with Madison first.
Yeah, and Chase is like, well, I'm done with the lady situation, boys, because they all love Fabio. So I think if I'm going to pursue things now, it's going to cause problems with me and Alex. And I just don't know if I want to have a miserable season like that. You know, also, no one chose you. So let's stop pretending. Yeah, no shot. Yeah, let's stop pretending, okay? You can be a Fabio. You're 6 foot something. Most people don't even care. You could have the face of a foot and people would date you because you're over 6 feet tall. And from what I've learned from Bravo, that's really all girls care about, at least on this channel. They're like, is he 6 foot three or above? I will marry him. I don't care if he has a job.
It's the Austin Kroll effect. So Alex is like, he's like, oh, I think I may have drank a little bit too much because I'm pretty sure I blacked out. And he's like helping Madison at the bar and stuff. And he sort of feels like he fucked up his chances with Madison because he was too wasted. So he's like all bummed. And then now it's like stuff happening on deck. You know, Colin's talking to Gary. Gossiping.
Colin and
he's
Gary
like, let me
smoking.
Give him. He's like, let me gossip one more time with Gary and make sure I get the real story.
So he's like, so that was quite an odd ad, eh? You and Madison, you in the hot tub at the end there, you and Mads, tell me about it. Dangling a banana. So there's a banana I'm dangling in front of your face. And Gary's like, hold on, hold on, well, it might have been, And he's like, what did you do? What did you do, Gary? I've never seen someone take this much enjoyment. I'm like, Colin really, I feel like Colin just masturbates at windows. What do you think? At this point, I think he's just a voyeur, and really all he wants to do is jerk off in malls and stuff.
I was going to say, windows like the ones in our walls, or windows like he just has an IBM, and he's like, oh yeah, get that operating system up.
Every time he starts his Dell, he hears the opening chime and just splooges everywhere.
He's like, oh, I love operating systems that aren't user-friendly. Oh, yeah. I want something that can get a virus easily. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Mads is talking to Lucy, and she's like, oh, me and Gaz are hooked up. And Lucy's like, oh, that was fucking obvious. Guess what else is obvious? I no longer have teeth in my bottom jaw. Yeah, plastic divider.
I love that Lucy's just like, ew, that's so nasty. She's just, was it even a good kiss then? And Matt's like, I mean, I wish I made out with other people, but I guess it was okay. And Lucy just laughs and she goes, I knew you'd say that. I knew that's what he'd say. And so then back to Gary and Colin. Gary's like, oh, kiss between us, between us. Well, I felt really bad about it after, eh? He's like, fucking Gary, does it again. Do it. I'm not going to do it. Do it. Ding. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, gave me little windows there, didn't you?
Yeah. Play some Minesweeper later. So then
what is the windows? What is the windows opening tone? We have to hear it.
I don't know what it is, to be honest.
Windows,
because I've been Mac since I've been in seventh. I've actually always been Mac. And every time I have to be on Windows, I'm like, ew, it's gross. I don't even like the Windows icon. The Apple is so much better than the window.
All right, let's listen window. To it. Oh, yeah. Did you hear that?
I didn't hear it. Classic Windows. Do it again.
Did you hear that?
No, you want me to do it?
Oh,
I think our just
that suck. Why can't you hear it?
Windows.
Dun, dun,
OS.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun, okay, every dun, Windows dun, startup and dun, shutdown dun. Sound. I like the concept of that. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna turn on my thing so we can all hear. Oh, it's a commercial. Quiet. Okay. She's ruining it for me.
I'm sure everybody's really, really waiting for this.
This is where we're at with Below Deck Sailing. We're trying to listen to Windows. We just come on, commercial.
We just want to hear Colin's splooging noises.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to. Okay. I'm turning it on right now so everyone can hear. This is the noise. This is, okay, Colin, get ready. Okay. Do you hear that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You hear that? Oh, yeah. Love a gentle rise. Oh, I love this one. It's like jerking off in outer space. Oh, that's great. Do it again.
Dun, dun, oh. Dun, dun. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it.
So then Gary's like, yeah, Colin's making fun of him. He's like, yeah, fucking Gary does it again. Dun, 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 dun. So Chase is like, man, you are the strictest boss ever, dude. Like, what, you said 10 a.m. sharp on board. It's like 10:15 and you're sitting here smoking. What the heck, bro? So he sits with them and tries to be with the cool guys. And Gary's like, let's give the jacuzzi a wash. All right, how's everyone feeling today? Now, that is actually the most gentlemanly thing I've ever heard Gary say. Let's give the jacuzzi a wash. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
That's just, that's actually just South African slang for, I'm going to go downstairs and jerk off. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go down and give my jacuzzi a wash. So then we go to the...
Like, I'm just going to check in on my laptop real quickly.
Do it, bro. Do it. Do it from startup.
Do it from startup. Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. There's a video up that says every Windows startup and shutdown sound.
I know when it was playing on my computer, it just kept going from sound to sound.
Oh, yeah, the same one.
Such a boner over here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's Comer.
Hey, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Arisha.
And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Rich, where we bring you absolutely true and absolutely shocking stories about the most famous families and the biggest celebrities the world has ever seen.
Our newest series is all about the teen movie icon, Gabrielle Union. After spending her childhood trying to assimilate and breaking into a racist industry, Gabrielle thought her success meant someone else had to fail. But when she's faced with hard choices beyond her control, she realizes that the only way to find real success is to come together and build community.
In our series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she shook off her need for perfection, found her true self, and created the life she always wanted.
Follow Even the Rich wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
So then we go to preference sheet meeting and the captain's like, all right, charter three. John is a cereal entrepreneur. Not really sure which cereals, but is there a bad cereal? I don't think so. Personally, I like Fruity Pebbles and Cap'n Crunch myself. But even if he's one of those knockoff Fruit Loops people from Trader Joe's, I still support it because cereal is cereal.
And also, he's gathering his family and his friends to celebrate the launch of his new book called Cereal, Not Just for Milk. Anyway, here's his girlfriend, Natalia. And I don't know if you noticed Natalia's photo on the preference sheet, but just her smiling at an angle with her hand up in the air. But her hand is like cropped. So you just see like her like bicep going off this page. I'm like, what sort of picture is this that you submitted, Natalia?
I did notice that Natalia handed in like a 3-page wiki sheet. And I was like, Natalia, you're the primary's girlfriend with a cropped arm. Like, no one needs this much on you. I don't know if you hired somebody to write all of this, but it's too much. She's like, I really love food as long as it's healthy. I pretty much eat anything as long as it's healthy. Well, I got news for you. You don't eat pretty much everything because it's not all healthy. Okay. Yeah. Anybody out there tried to eat healthy? It's not easy. It's very difficult. You know why? Because literally nothing is healthy. Okay.
No.
Except
nothing
fruits,
is healthy.
Vegetables, living water. Shit. Water.
Literally just water. And even that is also like you have to filter it. So, There's like a dairy allergy. There's no seafood for the daughter. There's a guy named TJ there, and he wants no fried food or meat, which will be the least of his issues on this charter, I have to say. And the plan is like a 90s theme. Well, this is what's funny. TJ wants no fried food or meat. He's a vegetarian. Night one, they want a steak-tastic dinner. I'm like, have you all talked about the theme for night one? I don't know. I'm just wondering if you've all understand each other as friends, because one of you is a vegetarian. So.
Also, if you say steak-tastic, you don't deserve to be on a cruise. I mean, maybe a cruise, but not like a private yacht. You know what I mean? I feel like you have to have a certain level of class to get your own yacht, and you can't say things like steak-tastic.
Steak-tastic. Like, yeah. What makes something steak-tastic versus just steak, like a steak dinner? You have to have like a prime rib and a filet mignon, like, and who does that to themselves?
Yeah, steak with everything. And the primary wants a formal dinner on night two and a post drink and a gelato station. Who the fuck asked for this? Is just like, this is, I'm telling you, this show is what they do to poor people. They're like, okay, what would you do if you were rich? I would have a steak-tastic dinner and a gelato, but a station of gelato.
Gelato station. It's a sequel. It's a sequel to Pasta Station. Remember Pasta Station? Yeah. With all the pieces of pasta getting off the train's gelato station.
My mom is obsessed with different stations. That's like her thing right now, because she throws a bunch of parties for her friends. And she was a caterer. She used to be, I guess she still is a caterer. But her thing is stations. Like, she learned about the butter bar, the butter station, where you have a tray of like butter. It's like just half melted butter spread out over a tray, and then different toppings on the butter, and then people just gather around it like fucking animals and just dip bread into it until it's just a big gloop of grease. It's disgusting. Now she's on to polenta stations. Yes, where you make polenta, and then you have all these different things you can put on the polenta, like shrimp. You know, like if you're having shrimp and grits and cheese.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she'll just do that. Or then she's into a gordita station. I'm like, what is with you and fucking stations? And she goes, because people can have their base and then they can do whatever they want. So yeah. I need to tell her about this steak-tastic shit, because before you know it, she's going to have a steak station. No?
Well, it was a gelato station, to be fair, not a steak station. But I think a steak station would also be very fun for people who like stations. You know,
yeah.
I mean, a gelato station I'm actually okay with, because it's basically make your own sundae. And I like making my own sundaes because I know the proportion of like toppings that really work for me. I have become someone that when I go get a sundae at an ice cream shop, I will be the person who says, could I get like a little more fudge than that, please? Thanks. Because people just don't know. You know,
people don't understand. You know,
I don't want Lucy making my sundae. Yeah,
but again, you're a person who shouldn't have a private yacht, because that's too simple of a request. Like, can I have some more syrup? Like, you're too poor for this, Lee. Please get off my boat.
Well, the thing is also funny. We've seen the preview for next week that this guy's like, he's like upset he doesn't have a place to put his like chicken bone. And then he's also like, so he's acting all too fancy to put a chicken bone on the side of his plate. But then all of a sudden he wants like a make your own sundae station after your steak-tastic dinner. I mean,
I'm telling you, this guy is protein farts. That's all I see with this guy. He's huge. He's muscular. I know, you know, he drinks a lot of protein powder and then eats like too much dead things and then tops it off with some dairy. It's just gross. So Daisy is keeps reading. They want wine and beers. Okay. So she's like, listen. Last week you wanted one of the Steve's in the tenders, and that's a pretty big. What's wrong? Hold on, let me. Where's it?
Who's Daisy? There she is.
She's like, last week you wanted a stew. You wanted a stew on the tender, and this week I've got to tell you, serving a beer on a tender is pretty basic. There's a lot we could be doing on the boat. All right, we don't need to be sending stews on tenders.
And Glenn's like, yeah, well, it's the same for the deck department. There's a ton of stuff for them to polish and clean, and they're fucking around on the boat too, you know. If all the guests are off the boat, we can afford to send one from each department. You know what? I also think it has a certain quality, whatever. And then Gary, while Glenn's talking, goes, and it looks professional, blah, blah. And Daisy's like, oh, all right, okay, it is what it is. Fine, have it your way.
And she's mad because, you know, here it is again. The boys are like teaming up against her and not listening to her. And Glenn's like, well, if I notice things that need to be adjusted, I'm going to challenge my team to change those things. And then we see a clip of two charters ago where they couldn't find the ice. And ice. Alex was like, I'm not seeing the ice, and didn't open the ice container, which holds the ice. So because the deckhand is such a fucking idiot, it's important to now send a stew instead of just teaching the deckhand where to find the ice. You know what I mean? I'm not on your side on this one, sir.
Well, apparently it's easier to train a stew to drive a vessel than it is to teach a deckhand to open up a zipper.
See, we'll that's what I'm saying. There's no safety on this boat. Instead of showing the guy how to fucking do the ice thing right, you're going to make Lucy, who can't even stay in bed without hitting her face on a plexiglass side, you're going to ask her to drive an actual vessel on the sea. There is no union involved in this.
You can't say Lusitania without Lucy, okay? Don't have her ride a driving a boat. It's not good.
Do that.
It's like I wouldn't have someone named Titania, you know, ride a boat. It's Titanic. Anyway, so Glenn is can't spell Titanic with a name like Titania in it. If that were a name. So Glenn, he's like, yeah, I love also that this is the only evidence that they can find of Glenn raised, like, wanting, challenging the crew to do better is him barking about ice. That's the only footage they can find. So he's like, the guests should feel like they're being waited on hand and foot, or I guess once we're sailing, hand and foot, because we'll be more diagonal, so there'll be more things on the floor. But you know what I'm saying there?
And she's like, honestly, Glenn, I'll do it. Don't worry about it. And he's like, great, thanks. And, of course, the chef, Alicia, is just like, I've sure got my work cut out for me. God, this is going to be stressful doing so much. That's her whole thing. And Daisy's just pissed off. So Daisy starts to simmer. Here she goes. So Chase is like, where's Gary, man? What a boss. Yeah, look at Gary doing nothing as usual. I'm rinsing things.
Yeah, that I can't. I hate when employees do that. They just act like they are the ones who just are so. I mean, Gary, I think, does like legitimately a lot of work. You know, even though they always show him smoking cigarettes, he seems like a pretty good first officer, you know, and Chase is just like a fuckwad. So Gary is like, but to be fair, Gary is now flirting with Madison, and he's like, so last night I had a lot of fun, even though he tried to drown me. I thought it was sort of hot, sort of kinky. I liked it a lot. What do you want to do it again? You want to make out right now? Blah, 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 blah,
blah. What do you mean last night? What happened last night? He's like, oh no, so it's one of those, is it? She's like, no, I had fun. I'm just not like trying to start drama with you. He's like, yeah, drama. I don't want drama either. What happens, happens, am I right? Baby in our future is a baby. Wait, what? Did you say baby in our future? No. You want a baby? Is that what you're saying? No, I didn't say that.
You want to do a crossing with me? Blah, blah, blah. So then Chase is cleaning the jacuzzi. He's like, oh, there's so much hair in this jacuzzi. It's ridiculous. Wow. So much hair, everyone. He's trying to basically call out Gary. So now Colin's fixing something. He's like lying on the ground, sort of all sexy under a drawer. And Daisy's like, how's it going? Did you find any pitas down there? He's like, well, something's broken and I don't know how to fix it yet. Made out with anyone last night?
God, Colin, Jesus.
Aces.
Keep it in your fucking pants. He's like, stored up any computers last night.
Happened to have an old gateway computer, perchance? Tell me all about it.
Oh, yeah, Daisy, your phone. Yeah. Oh, your phone, Daisy. Oh, Daisy. Yeah.
As you were saying.
She kind of bends down over him and she's like, I'm not hooking up with anyone. I'm staying away from everyone. And he's like, oh, I think that's my plan as well. I'm just going to stand outside the windows and play with myself as I ask people who they've got a crush on.
You know who I've got a crush on? Her name is Lynn and her last name is Ovo. Lynn Ovo. Hey.
So he's like, yeah, you know, the two girls are too young, and then the chef has a boyfriend. Not that I find them attractive anyway. What about you? And she goes, well, I'm not hooking up with anyone, that's for sure. And so they laugh, but it's kind of flirtatious, right? I think as he's lying there with his arm behind his head, looking very sexy.
He's like
sexy.
In a very sexy pose. Like he's literally in like porn star repairman pose, just lying on
I've
the ground.
I've never seen anybody fix anything in this pose, by the way.
And he's like, it's like a drawer. This guy was able to fix a broken engine and make it to do jazzy steam. And then like a drawer, he's like, oh, I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So
better put my muscle flex in behind my head. Sorry, it doesn't work because I don't have a muscle, but. You get the point.
And then when she got up, she like patted him on the stomach. She like used his stomach as leverage. I was like, interesting. Also interesting is that Colin started the season by saying, for the first time ever, I'm coming onto the boat a single man. I can go into the hot tub. Nothing holding me back from romance. And now he's like, well, all the girls are too young. And then the chef's got a boyfriend. And I pretty much made a vow the other day to a wave that I'm just going to be chaste. That's it.
Well, they do keep hiring 20-year-olds to work with these creepy guys. You know, not that Colin's creepy, but they're older for sure. Gary's creepy and older. And it's like, I feel like they just hire these really young girls and just kind of throw them into the Gary's den. You know, it's gross.
Yeah. So Gary is telling Alex, he's like, good job, Bree. And he's like, oh, by the way, I got to tell you something. I hooked up with Mads last night. I mean, we just kissed, nothing big, but like, if you're into her, I'll back off so that way you can now make out with her and then just imagine my lips being there where your lips are right now and hopefully that won't kill your boner too hard. Anyway, blah, blah.
Basically, all I'm saying was she was mine first. Enjoy my seconds. And Alex is like, you're good, bro. And then he tells us, I don't know, like, why are you choosing to tell it to me like this, like, right now? Seems like a strange move to me, brah.
Yeah, he's like, what do you want me to say? Thanks for hooking up with the girl I like.
Yes, you're welcome. Yes, thank you. Okay, get back to work.
He's like, well, I like you. So no hard feelings, eh? Because I like you. And Alex is like, hey, let's not go that far, brah. And he's like, feelings aren't mutual, then, eh? You'll be sticking your tongue down my throat in no time, I guarantee it. So 10 p.m., it's bedtime, and Daisy and the chef sit down for a drink together. And in the mess, Alex and Mads are lying down. And just kind of like flirting and talking. And Alex is like, last night was fun. Like, I didn't feel like I was drinking so much, but I guess I was. And she's like, okay, let's talk about you. What are you interested in? What do you like? Boobies? What kind of boobies? Who? What are you, whose boobies do you like?
Yeah, I want to talk about you and Gary and your smooch. She's like, nope, next. He's like, that bastard, like, we all got a little first officer in us, I guess. It's just you have it literally. Ha ha ha.
And she's like, I rather would have not made out with Gary at all, but Alex was very, very drunk and a girl has her needs. So, God, I'm such a bitch.
Meanwhile, Gary is giving Alicia a foot massage upstairs. And she's like, oh, this feels really good on my feet because, you know, my feet. Speaking of my feet, I used to be in the circus. How about that? I was a contortionist. I bet no one on Below Deck saw that one coming. Congratulations. A new trip for Below Deck. The circus backstory.
No, we had that one. Remember the chick from Oriana was a carny. Remember?
Oh, my God. It's not even original. You're right.
You're from Adventure.
But she did like Renaissance Fair carnival things, right?
She was a stilt walker.
Stilt walker. It counts. It's in the same space. She's on stilts.
Yeah, but damn. Alicia is a contortionist. And yes. Colin's like, lick the back of your ankles. Let's watch it. Yeah, do it. And so she does a backbend for them. And she's like, I grew up in a small town, and there was a big circus. And it was big back then. You know, the circus, sort of a trendy thing. And I was really into it. I was like from ages 9 to 13. And it didn't get to the extent of me traveling around the world or anything, just because it was so stressful. There was just so much to do. And that's really the only, I'm like, how am I going to contort plus do a trapeze and then contort again? But you know, time management is my biggest challenge, even back in the circus.
She's like, it was called the Spaghetti Circus, and I really loved riding around on the unicycle. I'm a circus girl. It's like, cut to the manager of Spaghetti Circus being like, We are a family restaurant, and I told her that so many times, and she kept riding around the tables on a unicycle. At a certain point,
it's the spaghetti factory.
This is not a real circus. It is a brand name. We serve food. We do not do tricks.
Oh, I was cracking up where she said it was called the Spaghetti Circus. And I drove around on a unicycle. The circus girl.
Wait, the contortionist was on the unicycle. They really had to multitask, huh? And the way, and that like contortionist stuff, it made me think of those horror movies. Why is it that like scary ghosts in the horror movies like come out all contorted and they always like walk like that? They always do like that back bend thing as they like approach their prey. What is up with those ghosts? Were they
it's terrifying?
Just walk like, just because you're a ghost doesn't mean you can't walk normally. Just,
I know, walk, ghosts like, are like walk. Look at me, ghosts have great joints, look at me. I'm a double jointed ghost.
I'm like, I get it. Like, apparently you got killed by getting hit by a train or something and you're stuck in that post train hitting way, but like, you also don't need to be doing pirouettes. And
they just like literally all died at the spaghetti circus. Like everything.
Ghosts of the spaghetti circus.
So we go to Gary and Chase. And Gary's like, oh, all right, you're going to be nice this trip. If you don't like a watch before then. And Chase is like, yeah. So like what I do, like I go down when we pick up, right? And he's like, yeah, yeah. You're 12 to 7:30 and then you get down 3 to 3:30. And Chase tells us, yeah, I kind of need a break from Gary bitching about everything I do. Distance makes the heart grow fonder, etc.
Well, don't do all those wrong things, then he won't have to bitch at you. So it's a pretty easy solution there.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Gary's giving more orders, and it's provisions. My least favorite thing of all is provisions.
Ugh, and then, I hate provisions. I hate them at home, too. I hate them doing them at home, too. Wherever it's like, just got back from the store. Everybody go unload the car. Fuck off. I'm not unloading shit, okay?
I hate provisions because it reminds me of all the times I've gone on little group like trips, and we get to like our Airbnb in Palm Springs. We took all the groceries out of the car we got, you know? Like and there's like, it's just like the never-ending walking back and forth, and it's always like those waters, and you're holding it by the plastic, and the plastic is stretching, and you're like, is this thing gonna fall apart by the time I get to the kitchen? Can I make it? All that stress. I just don't want it, and I feel like we see it every single week on this show.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. You don't feel it. We do see it every week on the show. It's part of it.
We do.
So they're doing provisions, and Lucy and Mads are putting stuff away, and of course, Lucy runs right into Mads's head, and they bump heads.
You have a whole room. And that's where you decide to bend over and bonk, you know? Like, she just goes out of her way to bonk her head.
So they're just getting ready, doing work, blah, blah, blah. So now the guests are coming, and they're all lining up. And Gary's telling Mads, just admiring your smile there. She's like, stop! That is too much! Just stop now!
And then Lucy's like, is my ass showing? And Alex is like, yeah. Well, then put away then. Put away my ass then. So he tightens it, and so this guy, John shows up, the primary, with his son, and, like, John gets on the pass around, just takes off his shirt, you know? This is the, hey, I've gotten rid of my COVID weight, and I want to announce it to the world. So he takes off his shirt, and he's like, it's hot out. What can I say? I'm sweating through this damn thing. Which, by the way, if you think about it, is now our second, like, porno opening scene we've now seen on this episode.
That
doesn't really lead to anything.
I know. What the hell? It's all bad porn. It's just a bad porn episode. So yeah, he whips off his shirt and everyone's like, ugh, cringes. Matt's like, he gives me douchebag vibes. Normally I'd like try and make out with him in a hot tub, but you know, you can only do what you can do. And John's like, who needs champagne? Oh, we got margaritas? Hello! That is fantastic.
And then he puts his shirt back on, which I laughed at because I was like, oh, you couldn't commit to your bit, could you?
I think he saw the looks on everybody's faces. Like, there was,
you just stick with it, you know?
I went to a bachelor party once, and it was for a, you know, straight guy. So it was all guys there. And then the strippers came, and this is like the first time I'd ever seen this.
It was actually my brother-in-law's bachelor party. And we were out of town somewhere, and the strippers came. And I think one was a fill-in stripper. It wasn't like a stripper. I think the real stripper called in sick. I don't know where they got this stripper. I think they stopped at a Circle K and were like, we'll pay you more than you're making at the slurping machine. Just come with us. So I felt so bad for her, because when she stripped, people were like, oh, hell no. They all went for the, like, other stripper, the, like, the actually hired stripper. So, of course, I'm the gay guy. So, I ended up with Circle K stripper all night talking.
Circle K stripper talking.
Like, giving her all my, like, I was just, I didn't even have one. So, I wasn't planning on doing any of this. So, I was just, like, giving her actual money, you know? I'm, like, giving her, like, my Ralph's. Like frequent flyer card or whatever, whatever I could, just to keep her busy so her poor feelings weren't hurt. But anyway, I haven't seen the look in someone's eyes of rejection like that since John took off his shirt in front of the crew. They were like, ew.
Oh, man. So so now they're just like going on their boat tour, and John's like, whoa, these margaritas are strong, just an FYI. And they are, we learn there's, while this tour is going on, we hear this scuttlebutt on the radio that they're not allowed to tow their tender out of this anchorage. It's like against Italian law. They have to actually drive the tender out. So they're like, okay, how is this going to impact anything? And at first I almost didn't write it down. I was like, this is just a stupid thing. But of course, it winds up being a critical thing, basis of a future argument. So
but
this is where it started.
Haven't they been coming in and out of this port? Is this a
They've probably been
port?
Issued warnings. They've probably been issued a million warnings. And this is the, they're like, yeah. Oh, we didn't realize. Sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. So then
John sits on a table.
John is looking around. They're getting a tour. He's like, everything in Italy is smaller. Because in America, I could sit on this table and it wouldn't break. But if I sit on this table, it would break. No, why? Because I work out. Starts taking off his shirt. They're like, no, John, no, no. It's like
you know this boat is not Italy, right? It's like it's probably built somewhere else. He's like, yeah, everything in Italy. God, wow. Where's the Colosseum on this boat? I don't understand.
It's just so American to go onto a yacht and be like, ew, everything in Italy is so weak.
I know. To make it. Italy's stupid. They don't even have art or any famous food traditions here. Stupid.
No wonder your famous food is a noodle. Fucking weaklings.
Alicia comes up and says, did somebody say spaghetti circus? Just starts doing laps on a unicycle.
She's walking backwards on her hands.
I could do table. You can sit on me.
So Daisy sends Matt's on break, and John's like, so, do you guys have the ability to do an espresso martini station? And Daisy's like, well, I could do an espresso martini in a station, though. Could you make it into a station?
An actual station with turnstiles and ticket machines, that'd be great. So Alex is driving the tender, and Gary's like, holy blah, not having Alex here for sailing is a fucking mission. Like, did you hear about this tender thing? This is ridiculous. The law. And Daisy goes, oh, tender thing. She like yells it at him. He's like, well, no, I can't tow a tender. So, by the way, if that's the case, if it's windy, and Daisy already can tell that he's asking for something, she's like, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear anything. Just put a pita in the tender and go.
And he's like, fine, you don't even want to listen to me, even though I help you. And he asks me, she's like, I'm kidding, Gary, I'm padding. What do you need? And he's like, no, I'll figure it out. She goes, I'm really joking, Gary. And he's like, nah, we might have to get a girl to drive a tender. And she's like, oh, shit, now I'm not joking. What the fuck are you talking about?
What are you talking? Oh, we might need to get a girl to, can we train the girls to water ski, and then like some can stand on each other's backs? It could be like a little triangle of girls just water skiing just for the fun of it. I think it'd be really important for the experience.
What are you talking about, Gary? A triangle of girls. So Gary goes to Glenn and Colin, and of course, Gary is such a fucking tattletale. Every time he has a problem, he always makes sure to pass right by Glenn and tattletale in his passive-aggressive way. I mean, what a wuss this guy. So he goes to Glenn and Colin, and he's like, there's the ass and ass, but the first second you ask her for a favor, bloody hell, Glenn, bloody hell, she's not going to help me with anything. And the captain's like, have you guys
guys set a date for your marriage yet? You sure are cute together.
Well, thank you. We are going to get married at some point. But first, Daisy has to train her girls how to fix an engine downstairs. So we'll work on that.
So then Daisy now goes to Lucy to complain. She's like, oh, now I've just been told that I need to need a girl to drive the tender. And my Daisy went away. Oh, where's my... Is Daisy with us here? Daisy, please enter my body. There we go. I'm honestly flabbergasted. I generally think Gary might be trying to fuck with me.
And she's like, oh, yesterday all he's trying to do is imply that I'm not doing a good job. And now if he thinks it's sexy when I'm angry, but I'll tell you something, I'm definitely pissed and I don't feel sexy. And so then we just see her getting madder and madder. And now it's sailing time. And John's like, I'm on a yacht, motherfucker. See my chain, bitch? I got a chain.
Yeah. It's great. You're like a regular T-Pain over there. So then the sales go up, everything goes diagonal, and we get the greatest uncredited star of Below Deck Sailing, the little drawer underneath the bed that comes sliding out every season. Classic. So I was like, hello!
And then John wants to give the captain his chain to wear, so he feels baller. And the daughter's like, my dad wants you to wear this, or we're not tipping you. And she's just kidding, though, you know. And then Jacob, the son, but she does look kind of like Brianna Zolciak or Brielle Zolciak. So I don't
trust Brielle Zolciak, not Bierman. Future not Bierman.
Yeah, future not Bierman. So then Jacob, this is your favorite part when a polite child is like, is it possible to do a cookies and cream milkshake? Would you mind? I wouldn't want to put you out or anything like that.
I just would love it before I attend to my studies.
Can I properly give you a high five in a non-rude, punchy way? Thank you.
I apologize. I'm running out of my allocated number of words I'm allowed to say, because now I must return to being heard, being seen and not heard.
I'm just a child. I should be in my room where no one can see or hear me.
So, yeah, he's so sweet. He just asked for a cookies and cream milkshake. I was like, I am so jealous of the child right now. I want a cookies and cream milkshake.
I wanted that so bad. Do you remember when you could eat cookies and cream milkshakes and not think, like, why am I trying to kill myself? What is it about me?
I was also thinking about the last time
I was before I hit 50. Why?
I was also trying to think of the last time I was in a space where I could just turn to someone and say, could I have a cookies and cream milkshake? Just would get one. Like, out of context, I just would get one. And that's what this kid's getting to do.
Yeah. So John orders grilled cheese. And Lucy's like, this is too much now. Because they're all ordering a million things and like just random things that, like, that's not naturally being cooked, although it's kind of an easy thing. So then John's like, can we have a football too? Like an American kind? That would be great. Okay. Because Italian footballs will probably fucking break. Fucking pussies. What is it? Made small, out of rigatoni? Delicate
small, delicate Versace footballs.
Or whatever or what you guys call them. Throwable pennies.
Or as you call them, portable Sophia Lorenz. So basically, by the way, I feel like one.
What are we doing? This is already at minute 46. Nothing
I'm having a great time. This is like too. We're talking about, like, oh my God, we're so, like, we're doing all these recaps, and I'm just having the best time talking about everything but the show. But by the way, another thing that this guy John, another downgrade for him, because I don't think this was really dwelled upon. Who wants to throw around a football on a small ass deck like that? And they're throwing it like not even the long way. They're throwing it like left to right. And so inevitably the ball is going to go overboard. And at one point we see a quick shot of Alex in the tender picking up the ball from the waves and throwing it back on board. So I'm like, so you mean to tell me this guy has to circle around in the tender and pick up the ball every single time you guys throw it overboard, which is probably every single moment. Like, what? I mean, what a power play that these people are doing.
I think John is having a problem with his masculinity. I think he's very insecure because he came on the boat. He's got like a young new girlfriend. He comes on the boat. He takes off his shirt immediately. Then he starts like just saying like he needs stations of things and like the Italian tables are weaker than American. And then he doesn't want a ball to throw. He needs a football, an American football to throw. It's like, I'm American and I'm a man and it's fantastic. I'll bet his wife, who left him, and I'm sure she left him, said something along the lines of, what, do you think you're a man? You're not a man. Stop your fucking crying. I'm out of here. Like, insulted his manhood in some way, because literally everything he's done since he's gotten on this boat is to assert manhood. And it's gross.
I know. I think we really need to fix manhood already. We've talked about it a lot. It's time. And, you know, you could say it's time to do it because of all the things wrong in our society. I'm like, let's start simple. Let's do it to fix Below Deck. Just to fix Below Deck.
Just to fix Below Deck. I don't even know what, like, manliness really means anymore, because I mean, I don't really have it, you know, and I come from a pretty pacifist type dad who's not like manly, so I don't really know what it necessarily means anymore. But I would suggest, like, with straight guys in general, let's just start with shaving your nuts.
Okay. I would wager to say that, like, every war and terrible crime that's been committed is because of someone who is insecure with their manhood. And I would like to add on to that, every bad Below Deck guest. So wars, crimes, and bad Below Deck
guests. And bad Below Decks.
It's manhood issues. Always.
Yeah. Always. So John orders a grilled cheese. Okay, so that was super important. Glad I said it 20 times. And then they start asking for everything. Drinks, margaritas, espresso martinis, and nothing's easy. No one's like, hey, can I have a beer? You know, it's always something difficult. So then Anastasia, the daughter, is like, can I have some SPF stuff? Hey, Anastasia, go get your own fucking son.
Like, go downstairs. Your SPF is being indoors. Okay. SPF zero.
Yeah.
Go downstairs. Be like your brother, who then receives his milkshake and is like, oh, thank you so much. I'm like, see, Anastasia, your brother, he knows what's going on. He understands masculinity more than any of the fuckers on this boat.
Yeah. So then Daisy's like, honestly, no one sees how many directions we're being pulled in. Daisy, Daisy, Daisy. Oh, Daisy, will you drive the tender? Fuck off.
Yeah, and she's doing all this work, and Gary's just sitting there. So
she delivers the cheese sandwich, and John goes, did you order a small?
God, sandwiches in Italy are tiny. Am I right? Not American. Like, well, maybe it's those American sandwiches that cause you to have to be in a position where you had to then lose the American sandwich weight, so then you had to show off your... You know what the point is? This. Shut up.
So Chase farts in bed, so that was fun. And then now it's ready to anchor, and the guests want to do water sports, and the swim platform's coming out. And they start talking about the 90s theme, and Daisy's like, it's 90s theme, whatever the fuck that means. I don't know how to do 90s. Should the girls dress as Spice Girls? You'd be a good baby Spice there, the one that always falls out of bed. There could be a scary Spice, a poor Spice. Not me. Fuck that. I'll make Gary do it. He's pissed me off.
So now Jacob, the kid, gets on to one of the electric foil things, the things that goes through the water, but it has like the fin on the bottom that's crazy.
It raises and you Gary's, up in the air.
Yeah, it's like very Josh Groban. And then Gary is like, well, just don't get too close to each other when you're out there. Just try to stay away.
Oh, because so you lift me up.
Yes. You lift me up when I'm doing water sports.
Stupid.
You lift me up.
I was like, Josh Groban. But then I got
as in, it's a water sport that makes a really nice pivot to Broadway. It's like, hey, this started as a surfboard, but
a sweet now it's hard. It's of Fleet Street. Does Josh Groban really have the menacing it takes to be in Sweeney Todd? Does he have the menace in him?
I don't think he has the menace.
I don't think he has the menace. That's a serial killing, meat pie making barber. Like, he doesn't have the menace. I don't buy it. I'm not buying it, Josh Groban.
I feel like it should have been like Mandy Patinkin or something, or like.
I think it has been before.
I feel like it should have been something. Sure. Like, what if they did something crazy, like had it be like B.B. Newirth? Like, why not change it up?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
B.B. Newirth as the what's-his-face. Mm-hmm.
Sweeney Todd. So they're all doing. So Gary's like, all right, well, just be sure to stay away from each other on these A4s. Don't get too close to each other.
Gara, sorry to interrupting your blabbering, but Gara, we're doing a 90s theme, and I was wondering if you could be a Spice Girl for the performance. And he's like, Daisy's asking me for a favor again. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, she asked you to put on a wig for 15 minutes. She did not ask you to learn how to drive a vessel that you have no
experience
with. Yeah,
she didn't ask you to learn, like, to get your pilot's license, okay, so you could, like, start suddenly flying everything to picnics on the beach.
Yes.
So then Mads and Lucy are blowing up balloons and, of course, you know, having trouble because they're Mads and Lucy. Mads like, these aren't blowing up. Oh, my God. That looks like a penis right now. It's a T. It's the letter T.
Lucy's like, I don't understand what sort of penises you've seen before. It's a pretty weird penis for me.
So then we see the guys out on the E-foils. It's TJ and Kid. And they just, you see them careening towards each other, and then they just crash right into each other.
They just, and I went back and I looked, and I was like, I gotta find out whose fault this is. And I was like, I can't tell. I think they just both were going it's towards
literally
the same place.
Both they
just,
their faults. They were both just careening right towards each other. It was the weirdest. Just like, are you trying to hug? What are you trying to do?
I would argue that TJ was going faster, and so that maybe he was potentially. I can't tell, but it looked to me a little bit like TJ was actually more of the collider, but it was pretty much a draw. They just were like, let's just ride into each other and see what happens.
So Gary's like, I mean, accidents happen, but there's literally miles to play in there. And
that's what we often say about, that's why I like to say about Gary with women. There's really thousands of women in the world. Why is it always people who work under you?
Yeah, I think that's the point. I think that's kind of
that's my point. Yeah,
what he likes. That. So then Gary, let's see. So the chef is gonna. She's making different choices because they have to do dairy free, then they have to do vegetarian, then they have to do meat, and they have to do. Rah, rah, rah. So they have to call a doctor for TJ, who's got a big gash on his head, and the kid is just like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Have I spoken too much today? Have I gone over my words? I'd like to say I'm sorry again. May I request extra words for a child to say I'm sorry yet again to TJ? It's done nothing.
All right. Well, I'm going to retire to my quarters and put on my sailor's uniform, my little child sailor's uniform. So, you know, TJ's like, hey, it's okay. You didn't do it on purpose. Everything's good. I mean, what? This will be like a two minute issue. We'll take care of it. So, Chase has FOMO, by the way. He's supposed to be sleeping, but he's awake because he wants to, like, do stuff on deck. And Gary's like,
well, it's been a long season. You better go to sleep.
Or something like that. Or maybe it's Colin.
And, so they have to send TJ to the doctor, right? The doctor is like, this is bleeding. You got to go to the emergency room. Let's go. So they take him to the emergency room. And Lucy is in talking to Mads while they're decorating. And she's like, that kid, it's a sweat. It's a upper up. And Mads like, I wonder why his dad's such a dickhole then. So then they've got two less for dinner because the wife, TJ's wife, went with him to the hospital. And so Daisy tells the chef and they're getting ready for the 90s party. What's happening? There's just two.
So basically
notes.
John. Yeah, there's like opening. So John is like, how about like we invite someone from the crew to take up those two spots? And he's like, Jacob, who do you want to invite? And Jacob's like, if it may please my father, the person that I would most love to request to have a meal with us would be Sir Gary. He's like, all right, well, we'll get Gary. And he's like, absolutely not. I'll be damned if I'm serving Gary dinner.
And of course it's Gary. Of course he wants to hang out with Gary. So then Daisy's like, Gary, they're inviting you to dinner, but we can't do that with Alicia. So maybe tomorrow night, if that's all right with you. And he's like, so I'm going to be missing the station, am I? So then we see Chase doing sexy dances in his room to himself. And then Daisy finds some dirty plates on top of clean plates. Let's not do that. Use your brains.
Talk about a metaphor for this group. Dirty plates on top of clean plates. So then...
I don't know if we have any clean plates in this crew.
That's true. Just dirty on dirty. So then they're serving the steak, and John is eating the steak, and he goes, this is like a $90 steak at a restaurant. I'm not kidding you. I'm like, this is like a half-inch steak. I'm sorry. It looks perfectly delicious, but it's like this big. It's like...
Did you get this on a Groupon? I just don't believe these people. I'm sorry. Are like
this
reek.
Is a supermarket cut. It's a supermarket cut. Okay, this is not a steakhouse cut. Is like it's gonna be thick.
This guy reeks of poor. That's what I'm saying. This guy just smells.
It wasn't steak-tastic. I'm gonna say it was not steak-tastic. It was steak.
Did they get this trip on a Groupon? Have people just seen Below Deck sailing yacht and they're refusing to go on it because they think that they're all gonna die?
I think.
Or like,
was this a raffle? It was a raffle.
So it was a raffle at the cereal factory. They're like, wait a minute, the boss won. So Colin and Gary are gossiping, and Colin's like, how is it with Max? Tell me about it. And he's like, well, I talked to her about it the other night. She said she didn't want to talk about it. So there's that. And Colin goes, ooh, burn.
And Gary's like, well, I think that she's maybe still a little bit into Alex. Maybe it was just that it was just her and me left in the jacuzzi. And Colin's like, oh, you're the last man standing. They got no one else to choose from. Sort of like in 1996 when the only computer I could choose
was
Adele.
It. Oh, God, you're going to come on.
Adele memories.
I should have interrupted you sooner. So Daisy calls Colin to the crew mess, and she calls Gary as well. And so Gary's like, oh, Daisy calls, Gary comes. When Gary calls, Daisy couldn't give a shit. So
shut
they
up,
help.
Gary.
Yeah, just be quiet, Gary. My God, poor put upon Gary. Who shows up on deck 20 minutes late because he's chain smoking and talking about the employees that he was trying to fuck all night. Poor you.
You want someone to literally add an entirely new skill set and obligation onto their job role. Sorry about that. And then
sorry.
She asks you to like, yeah, no, can't.
So they do, and it's to help deliver dessert, and then it's time to get Spice Girls up, okay? So everybody gets dressed like Spice Girls. Okay.
Yeah.
And they don't really look like the Spice Girls at all. They just put their Amazon wigs on and go upstairs like a half drag show and dance
around.
Gary
sort of looked like Sporty Spice with his top pony. He sort of looked like Sporty.
You know, I kind of block Gary out a lot of the time. He gives me the skeeves. So Gary is like, all right, you can go down now. Yeah, I used to be ripped like Alex. Once upon a time. Now I'm just an uncle. And Alex goes, yeah, creepy uncle.
True. And so now 10:15, TJ is still in the waiting. He's like in the waiting room. He hasn't been seen yet. And he's just waiting in the ER. It's like, now it's overnight. So it's like 12:42 a.m. No words. And time's going, 6:30 a.m. TJ still isn't back yet. And at 7 a.m., John wakes up and he like sees TJ's room is like the door's open, like clearly no one's in there. And he's like, what the fuck? Whoa. Wow. Cause like in America, the ambulances are like so big and powerful, but in Italy, apparently they're like small, stupid. So now he's getting nervous, and now he's probably feeling really guilty because it's like his guest and his son kind of is ruining the guy's entire trip.
And then TJ finally calls back, and he still hasn't been seen. What kind of emergency room is this? Jeez.
I tell you, I had to go to the hospital in France like once, and it was hours and hours and hours and hours. It's crazy. I think like it's just a different vibe in Europe.
It's like, you can wait. We're going to lunch. We'll be back.
I'm
going to
make a generalization about an entire continent based on my one single experience, guys. So
after we called the other guy an ignorant American.
Like, I know.
Oh, my God. What's with your healthcare?
What's up with this entire continent? All these countries have the same hospital system. And their tables were flimsy. I couldn't sit on them.
Yeah. So Gary sees Madison. He's like, hola.
Hasta mañana, eh? What do you think about that? She goes, oh my God, you're speaking Spanish to me? That is so cheesy. She's like, actually, it's queso, isn't it? And then TJ texts the captain that he's now getting to the doctor. We're all dying to know what's going on with TJ. Is he going to live?
I know. This is crazy. The guy has a bleeding head wound. And it's taken him over 12 hours, or nearly 12 hours, to get seen. Okay? He is finally done. It's 10 a.m. He's finally out of there for basically some simple stitches. And on top of that, the stitches they gave him, they didn't even use an anesthetic. So this poor guy, I feel so bad for him. Because now he missed all of last night's dinner. He's gonna be tired today, so he's going to miss all of today's fun stuff. Like, this sucks.
Yeah. So now they have to feed them because they're coming back, and the chef's like, so 5 meals today, please tell me that you put some of that dinner into go things. That was last night's dinner. Just give them, heat it up, you know what I mean? So then Gary and the crew go to the beach, and the captain is welcoming the couple back to the boat. In the meantime, they're getting fed and they go take a nap.
They are just you know, it's funny, when TJ left, he was like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll be back in a little bit. And he comes back now. He looked like he went to war. He's like, yeah, I take everything back about being chill about your son. You fucking hit your son right now.
Fucker, I'm suing your ass. I'm suing your ass the second we hit land, because he didn't know he was going to be stuck in an Italian hospital where they don't give you anesthesia and don't give you anywhere to lie down overnight. I mean, these poor people.
And John's doing like that straight guy guilty thing where you're trying to be sort of like, hey, I'm sorry, man, but you don't want to say it. So you put your hands above your head and you go, so like, was it still bleeding? Is it like really bad? Like, is this going to be like, are you going to die, you think, maybe?
Just like, so you want me to take my shirt off? Would that help? you want to sit on a table so you could like show your dominance over it? I mean, there's got to be something I could do, brah.
And then John's like, hey, so can you guys get them some food? And then, like, when you're done, get me a pina colada. So, but actually, maybe do the pina colada first and then get them food. I don't know. Like, how about this? Just don't get them food and I'll have a second pina colada.
I know. And nothing they ask for is easy. They ask for a pina colada and a double espresso and a green juice. So Daisy's like, oh God damn it, this is why I didn't want to send a stew. I'm sure Lucy's not doing fuck all while we work our asses off over here. And then we cut to the beach and she's just like chilling, laying down with Alex on the beach, and she's like, could we make a sandcastle? Sminyak, make a sandcastle on the beach. And he's like, yeah, we could spell help.
I mean, it was amazing that they were finished their work, considering how much difficulty Lucy seemed to be having in planting an umbrella in the sand. It kept on blowing over, and she's like, who the fuck invented wind? Why is everything so hard?
Yeah, so Daisy's about to have a breakdown. She's freaking, but she knows if she pushes it down too much, she's going to lose control. But a fierce a beaten down. And then she runs to the other room and just starts crying. She's been asked to make one green juice too many, man. She is fucking done. I know.
That pina colada destroyed her. So will Daisy be able to get her shit together? Probably not, because it looks like next week she's going through it.
Yeah, time will tell. We're going to find out next week, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being here. It's been real. We'll be back next week with Below Deck Sailing on our bonus as a catch-up episode. And also this week coming up, is Dancing Queens, a brand new Bravo show that cracked us up. We loved it. So come listen to the recap. We'll be putting that one up soon too. Love you guys. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C, Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ruru LaRue.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.